There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down as it crossed the hill. And the town lit up. The world gets still.
This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Going to do some news summaries this morning, and then we're going to be talking with Father John Martinez in the second hour of the show, and Mark Glenn of the American Free Press in the third hour of the show. So that's basically what we've got planned for you today at Mark Danfoss, America. Have a couple of real interesting shows coming up in the first part of this coming week. Greg Felton, of course, who's written a major book entitled The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Destroyed America. He's going to come on Monday to discuss his book. And then China expert Gordon Chang has agreed to come on Tuesday to discuss his latest effort in regard to China. Gordon Chang, by the way, is just a fascinating guy. I had a very brief and delightful conversation with him last night talking about his new book,
which is something that I have found out about through the American Free Press. And Gordon's going to come on to discuss a series of things related to China for 1 hour on Tuesday from 9 to 10 a.m. Central Time. So Greg Felton and Gordon Chang are going to take up the first 2 days of my week this coming week. And I think that you'll find all of this to be a very, very good and positive thing in regard to some of these authors. And speaking of authors, I had a very, very fine time with Dr. Kaveh Farouk, of course, a couple of days ago, who is the author of Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persia at War. We're going to be glancing a little bit closer at what I have said in summary about Dr. Farouk's book for Amazon. If you attempt to buy it at Amazon.com, you'll discover that I have some comments that have been posted there, which I think are a pretty good summary of the book and of what Dr. Farouk and I talked about 2 days ago. So keep an eye on that one. But be ready for Greg Felton on Monday to discuss his book on Israel entitled The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Destroyed America. That's a Dandelion Books publication. And then, of course, Gordon Chang will be on Tuesday to talk about China. And if you're not familiar with Gordon Chang's work on the subject of communist China, you really need to be. If you simply put Gordon Chang into your search engine and tell it to search, his information will come up, and you will discover quite quickly that that's an absolute gold mine of information in regard to that very, very important subject. A number of other things that come up this morning that I want to take a look at before Father Martinez comes up in the second hour and Mark Glenn comes up in the third hour. One of them I've already mentioned, and let's take a look at it, and that's the whole question of Dr. Kaveh Farouk's book. You know, we were mentioning quite a bit about Iran in recent days and recent weeks on this show. It's interesting to see that CNN is reporting today that coalition members in Afghanistan are reporting that Iran is aiding the Taliban. Now, what's fascinating is that when you get into the actual text of the article, there's a lot of discrepancy there in these reports as to whether or not this is actually the case. But, you know, on the one hand, it would appear that there might be some reason why Iran might want to be helping the Taliban. On the other hand, historically, Iran and the Taliban have been at loggerheads with one another. So one has to wonder, in glancing at this whole situation, as to whether or not this report is accurate and to what extent Iran is involved in Afghanistan on that side of the aisle. And to what extent this is another part of a larger information campaign in the media on the part of those who want to create tensions between the United States and Iran. Because, again, historically, Iran and the Taliban have been bitter enemies, have come real close to being at war with one another on a couple of occasions. So when you're looking at that CNN post today, be aware. Be aware that there's a lot of suspicion that maybe that report is politically motivated and that it does not have the accuracy that it should have. I was talking with a very interesting and significant source in the Iranian expatriate community last night, very, very late in the evening. As a matter of fact, it was well after midnight my time here in Texas by the time we hung up. They had all kinds of interesting things to tell me about this Esfandiari case over in Tehran right now, where this individual who is working is the head of the Middle East Center for the Woodrow Wilson Study program in Washington, D.C., has now been incarcerated at Evin Prison in Tehran. Very, very interesting that this person who called me last evening had much to say about Ms. Esfandiari. But suffice it to say that with all of the things I can't say on the air about that case, that it's abundantly clear that she is having a very, very serious problem over there. This particular source, it's now the second Persian expatriate source that I place a great deal of credence in who has contacted me. This is the second source of this type who says that Ms. Esfandiari's detention on the part of the present regime in Tehran is not simply a tactical move on their part, but that they may in fact be interested in a long-term prosecution of her for alleged espionage activities against the United States. Neither of my sources has confirmed that in fact she is working for the United States or for Israel. I want to hasten to add that neither source has made that allegation to me. But they did indicate that they had reason to believe, both of these sources, that Mrs. Fondiari was having a lot of problems that could result in long-term ramifications for her personal safety there and physical well-being. We'll keep an eye on it, because obviously, since she is an American citizen, if that story should mushroom into a major, major crisis, it would not be surprising at all if that proved to be a bone of contention between the United States and Tehran that resulted in the sort of conflict that we've been anticipating might transpire for a very, very long period of time. And I know that with what Pat Buchanan has written on the subject for Lou Rockwell in recent days, that we've all been anticipating that that situation is going to take a turn for the worse. I'd like then to get into my brief review of Dr. Kaveh Farouk's book, Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persia at War. If you go to Amazon.com and are searching for that, this commentary is probably up by now. But this is the summation of what he and I talked about on Wednesday that certainly reflects what I do believe about his book. I've indicated that Dr. Kaveh Farouk's Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persia at War is the definitive work in the field. This Osprey publishing effort combines the scholarship of Dr. Edwin Yamauchi's Persia and the Bible and Dr. Lindsay Allen's The Persian Empire with a readability accentuated by beautiful maps and photography which bring academic data and precise historical analysis into play with a majestically artistic. Put simply, it is a masterpiece and reference work which will stay on the shelf of the interested generalist and specialized scholar for decades to come. Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persia at War, is divided into three main sections which analyze the Achaemenid Empire, the Parthians, and the Sasanian Dynasty. Dr. Farouk also devotes some discussion in Section 3 to the legacy of Persia after the Islamic conquests. While all three sections are simply invaluable to anyone's knowledge of Persia and its unique contributions to military history, Christian and Jewish scholars will be particularly indebted to the book for Section 1 on the Achaemenid kings, who are discussed in Isaiah, Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, as playing a cosmically significant role in the Old Testament's unfolding of a theology of God's redemptive work in linear history. In that discussion, the book's information on Zoroastrianism is an essential component for Western theological and historical understanding of the latter's influence on the theologies of two of the world's major religions. Dr. Kaveh Farouk's commitment to research and scholarship, combined with a visual presentation that employs the visually creative and artistic, is matched by an intellectual fairness and balance not often found in matters Middle Eastern and Persian. He spends a great deal of time emphasizing the role of Cyrus the Great in repatriating Jews to their homeland in the aftermath of Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon's forced deportations and temple destruction in 586 BC. At the same time, it is noteworthy for Amazon browsers that Dr. Farouk has recently been attacked by elements of the Washington, D.C., K Street-based Center for Strategic and International Studies for exposing the role of Israeli intelligence and Western oil interests in stirring up separatistic controversies and movements in Azerbaijan, all aimed at destroying the territorial unity and political autonomy of Iran at the behest of international constituencies rooted in both Zionism and petroleum politics. In this regard, his online work on pan-Tehranianism, found at Shireen Talibzadeh's Rosanna magazine, will fill in the blanks on the machinations of those who are working, not simply for the tearing asunder of Iran, but the instigation of a third world war and the latest expression of Bush's doctrine of preemptive military action, both in the Middle East and as it leads to the end game of apocalyptic tragedy. Dr. Kaveh Farouk's online radio discussion, Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persia at War, may be found on the online archive of Mark Dankoff's America, heard live on the Republic Broadcasting Network Monday through Friday. The date of the broadcast is May 30th. And covers the last 2 hours of the show. Click here. And, of course, the link is provided, and it's signed Mark Dankoff, Republic Broadcasting Network, San Antonio, Texas, United States of America. You know, as you look again at that review, I think it's important to emphasize that it's going all over the world, that a lot of folks were listening to that broadcast on May the 30th, well beyond what we might normally imagine as our constituency at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And once again, I recommend this book to you. Dr. Kaveh Farouk's Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persia at War. And if you get a hold of that book, I think that, again, it combines not simply the scholarship that I've made reference to here, but it also involves a level of readability and interesting presentation in regard to the artistic character of it with the photographs and the maps that I know that you will absolutely enjoy. So take a look at that this week. I think it will be an added essential to your library, and we'll just see where his scholarship takes us as we continue to learn more about that country at the same time that we look at what is happening in the Middle East and await the future with bated breath. Bill Topol today, a BATR correspondence, reminds me that WorldNet Daily has a very, very interesting and ominous post on this NAFTA superhighway that was posted yesterday. It's entitled, NAFTA Superhighway Lobbying Moves North. Minnesotans wary of plans for mega transportation corridor. The lobbying for NAFTA superhighway projects is moving north, but supporters of the mega transportation corridors aren't finding an enthusiastic team of supporters in Minnesota, according to a report by WorldNet Daily columnist Jerome Corsi. Senator Norm Coleman, a Republican, is distancing himself from the North American Super Corridor Coalition Incorporated, according to internal documents obtained under the Minnesota Data Practices Act. The documents also revealed NASCO had been reaching out to Coleman, seeking his support. Richard Arnebeck, a division director at the Minnesota Department of Transportation, told another highway development official, a department official, in a January email that real estate developer Bob Cohens would be a good person to approach Coleman about his support. Quote, apparently Bob has a lot of influential friends and contacts, unquote, Arnebeck wrote. Bob's always looking out for NASCO and putting in a plug where he can, unquote. The project, according to NASCO, would connect the I-35 corridor, which now runs through Minnesota, to two Mexican ports on the Pacific Ocean. Again, this comes to us from WorldNet Daily. It's posted May 31st. It is further accentuation of the work that Dr. Jerome Corsi is doing in this area. And once more, we see clearly that this involves a drive toward world government. By the way, going back just a minute to my review of Dr. Kaveh Farouk's book, Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persia at War, made reference to something in that review that needs to be underscored again. And that is that Dr. Farouk is having some renewed troubles, apparently, with this so-called Center for Strategic and International Studies. That's a K Street-based think tank, a neoconservative think tank in many respects, that is very much involved in promoting the Israeli line in the Middle East. When we come back, I want to discuss what Howard Phillips has to say about the Center for Strategic and International Studies and their connection to the promotion of the North American Union and the Security and Prosperity Partnership Arrangement. This is Mark Gantz coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Well, it started out.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Cost America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father John Martinez will join me at right around 8 o'clock Central Time. We're going to have a conversation with Father Martinez for an hour this morning. And then Mark Glenn of the American Free Press will join us for 1 hour between 9 and 10 o'clock Central Time. Next week, I'm going to try and combine Father Martinez and Mark Glenn. This week, I think I'll have them separately, just because I have a series of things I have to plan logistically in terms of these broadcasts, and having a little bit of lead time before working on a show that involves both of them will certainly be helpful to me. But I'll have Father Martinez on today for 1 hour, and then Mark Glenn by himself for 1 hour, discussing things going on with the American Free Press. And then next week, again, I will try to combine Father Martinez and Mark Glenn in the same time segment. That should be an interesting treat for all of you, but I want to get broken in this week by simply doing them in separate installments, having Father John on first between 8 and 9, and then Mark Glenn between 9 and 10 o'clock this morning Central Time. Wanted to get back into this whole business of the Center for Strategic and International Studies. You know, they have recently one of their people has been saying some things online about Dr. Kaveh Farouk, my guest this week, who has written the new book Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persia at War. And among other things, they have been critical of Dr. Farouk's public commentary, which has linked Israeli intelligence and the Western oil conglomerates to some of these separatist movements operating within the country of Iran. When we come back, I want to discuss what Howard Phillips has to say about the Center for Strategic and International Studies and its connections to the North American Union. Howard references those remarks by pointing us to Paul Lacoutis' article for The Wanderer on this subject on May 10th. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff coming to you live on RBN from San Antonio. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture,
Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father John Martinez will be with me from 8 to 9 o'clock this morning Central. Mark Glenn will then join me from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time with the American Free Press, of course. Next week, I'm going to try and have Father Martinez and Mark Glenn on together. We're going to see how that's going to work next week. But in terms of planning my show for today, I did not have a lot of time to put it together because I've been involved in a disproportionate way this past week and guest recruitment for people to come on the show next week. That's going to include, of course, Greg Felton on Monday and Gordon Chang on Tuesday. So today I think I will break into these multiple guest routines by having Father Martinez alone for 1 hour between 8 and 9, and then Mark Glenn alone for 1 hour between 9 and 10. And then next week, 1 week from today, having both of them on together, hopefully, to discuss the major issues of the day. But getting back to this whole business this morning of the issue at hand with Dr. Kaveh Farouk and the way in which he has been increasingly targeted, apparently, by the Center for Strategic International Studies for charging that Israeli intelligence and Western oil interests have been stirring up separatistic controversies and movements in Azerbaijan as well as elsewhere. By the way, Dr. Farouk is not alone in this. Philip Giraldi, who writes for Pat Buchanan's The American Conservative and who has all kinds of connections in the past to the American intelligence community, is saying the same things. I basically believe Dr. Farouk and Philip Giraldi implicitly on this. I think it's obvious that this is what's going on. But the Center for Strategic and International Studies is trying to discredit these men for what they're saying. And at the same time that they want to slice Iran into segments, to destroy the territorial and political unity and integrity of that country, I think it's not only clear that they're doing this at the behest of Israel and some of the oil conglomerates, but by the same token, the people that want to push regional separatism and ideological separatism and racial separatism in Iran for purposes related to the interests of Israel and oil are the same folks who are pushing the United States into a larger organic union with the North American Union. And Howard Phillips sends me an update on this that comes to us today from Paul Lacoutis at The Wanderer. That's the Roman Catholic Orthodox publication that you can either find online or through print editions. I want to take a look at this Lacoutis article briefly because, again, it tags the Center for Strategic and International Studies on K Street in Washington as being at the center of this movement toward a North American Union. Lacoutis says that as Washington think tanks go, there's probably none so high-powered, so connected to the international corporate and governmental elites as K Street's Center for Strategic and International Studies, whose board of directors is headed by former Georgia Senator Sam Nunn. The CSIS board members include former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, former Assistant Secretary of State Richard Armitage, former Defense Secretaries William Cohen and James R. Schlesinger, the top executives from ExxonMobil and Time Magazine, and also financier Felix Rowatin. All of these are among a host of other CEOs in the world of high finance, defense, and energy. When CSIS reports that it has convened a number of working groups to study all the issues related, in contemporary parlance, to disappearing the borders that separate the United States from Canada and Mexico, and will submit to the three legislatures of the three countries its proposals to join the three countries into one political, economic, and security bloc this September, one should salute their respective countries goodbye. CSIS's North American Future 2025 project was headed up by Mexican staff member Armand B. Pichard Severdrup, who released a report in late April detailing the work of the study group and its proposals to create a highly bureaucratic European Union-style North American superstate that would be able to compete economically and militarily with India and China for control over trade and resources. In the summary, Pichard Severdrup informs the backers of the North American Union project that, quote, the results of the study will enable policymakers to make sound strategic long-range policy decisions about North America with an emphasis on regional integration, unquote. Specifically, the project will focus on a detailed examination of future scenarios, which are based on current trends and involve six areas of critical importance to the trilateral relationship: labor mobility, energy, the environment, security, competitiveness, and border infrastructure and logistics. In order to strengthen the capacity of Canadian, U.S., and Mexican administration officials and that of their respective legislatures to analyze, comprehend, and anticipate North American integration, the CSIS North America Project proposes to carry out a series of seven closed-door roundtable sessions. The final deliverable will be a report on options and policy recommendations on the future of North American integration that will be presented in September of 2007 to the executive and legislative branches of the three governments of North America. The report will be produced in the three official languages. Get this, folks. The three official languages, English, Spanish, and French, as part of an effective dissemination strategy aimed at maximizing the policy impact of the report. Among the various discussion groups assembled at various roundtables, one includes government officials from Mexico, the United States, and Canada, who will examine, quote, where North America and other global regions currently stand in key sectors, such as trade, demographics, infrastructure, natural resources, especially energy and water, and science and technology. Another roundtable will study and project from trends on the liberalization of trade and investment and the international migration of labor. Such changes in the global economy, the report states, have led to the creation of new international division of labor, the shifting labor markets that arise from changing the geographic specialization of global production patterns. Production now transcends national borders and is facilitated by advances in technology and communications, as well as increased financial deregulation. The changing global production system and the increasing demand for a mobile labor supply will inherently affect domestic and international labor markets and wages into the year 2025. The free flow of people across national borders will undoubtedly continue throughout the world as well as in North America, as well as the social, political, and economic challenges that accompany this trend. In order to remain competitive in the global economy, it is imperative for the 21st century North American labor market to possess the flexibility necessary to meet industrial labor demands on a transitional basis and in a way that responds to market forces. This demand will prompt policymakers to think creatively about prospective policy options, unquote. The three nations will have to overcome the bureaucratic challenges posed by their different political systems and legal regimes, particularly if the overriding future goal of North America is to achieve joint optimum utilization of the available water and to implement procedures that will help avoid or resolve differences over water in the face of ever-increasing pressures over this priceless resource. CSIS, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, is fully capable of handling the transition of the three countries into one super state. One super state, the document concludes, because it has been working on the full integration of the three countries since 1985. Paul Lacoutis of The Wanderer is the source on this from May 10th. Howard Phillips, the head of the Conservative Caucus in Washington, D.C., sends this to me via his Issues and Strategy Bulletin. There you have it, folks. The K Street Center for Strategic and International Studies is headed by former Georgia Senator Sam Nunn. Their board of directors includes Henry Kissinger, Richard Armitage, William Cohen, James R. Schlesinger, the top executives from ExxonMobil and Time Magazine, and financier Felix Rohatyn, among a host of other CEOs in the world of high finance, defense, and energy. These guys want to carve up Iran into who knows how many different pieces. They want to pit different ethnic groups in Iran against one another. They would like to see Azerbaijan and Khuzestan province and Balochistan province filled up with all kinds of activities related to the secret agenda, or maybe not so secret agenda, both of the Israeli Mossad and also of the international oil conglomerates and the central banks. And in this regard, at the same time that they want to cut Iran into two or three or five or 10 or 15 different pieces and kill who knows how many different sets of people through this process, along with the threat of overt American and Israeli military action against Iran, the same time that the Center for Strategic and International Studies is playing around with other people's lives in somebody else's country in that way, they're turning right around and taking the United States of America and destroying it as a nation state as well. Not by carving us into obvious pieces in the same way that they would like to carve up Iran into Azerbaijan and Khuzestan and Kurdistan and Balochistan and so forth and so on, but by bringing the U.S. into this so-called North American Union. And according to Paul Lacoutis of The Wanderer in his May 10th article on this subject, this has been worked on at least since 1985 in regard to the Center for Strategic and International Studies. It's one world government, folks, and as we look at this whole business of a North American Union, I think that there's something else that comes into play here. We need to see that there is a connection between Mr. Bush's immigration proposals and the attempt to give statutory authority to this North American Union. In this regard, Howard Phillips today sends me a notation from what Cliff Kincaid has said on the subject at Accuracy in Media on April the 23rd. Cliff tells us that Representative Edward Royce, a high-ranking conservative California Republican, said over the weekend that a White House-backed amnesty plan for illegal aliens has provisions which undermine the national sovereignty of the United States and help facilitate development of a North American Union, much like the European Union that supersedes the sovereignty of 27 European countries. Speaking to the California Republican Assembly on April 21st, Royce, the ranking member of the House Subcommittee on Terrorism, Nonproliferation, and Trade, warned the audience that the Bush administration is failing to protect U.S. borders not only from entry by illegal aliens, but from potential terrorists. He disclosed that Bush has complained to congressional Republicans that some of his friends are not happy with the building of a border fence between the U.S. and Mexico. But the building of such a barrier is the law, Royce emphasized. Quote, delivering a wide-ranging attack on the Bush-backed amnesty scheme, Royce said that one of the laughable enforcement provisions of the bill requires that illegal aliens caught in the U.S. be provided with individual and group counseling, recreational programs, special religious services, private toilet and shower facilities, and clothes that are not prison-style uniforms or jumpsuits. Those are apparently reserved for U.S. border agents who are trying to keep illegals out of this country. Those are my words, not those of Mr. Royce. But Royce continues by saying that under the bill, amnesty recipients will receive Social Security benefits for their illegal work, costing billions of dollars and draining more money from the Social Security Trust Fund. And once they become citizens and qualify for welfare, Royce said the additional cost to American taxpayers will be $30 billion per year. He said the bill even allows U.S. companies under certain conditions to fire American workers and hire foreigners. Reading from a congressional analysis of the bill, H.R. 1645, which is co-sponsored by Representative Louis V. Gutierrez, a Democrat, and Representative Jeff Flake, a Republican from Arizona, Royce said not only does it propose mass amnesty for illegals, but sets out an immigration security strategy for North America and a common security perimeter for the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Such terms suggest creation of a North American Union. The bill, formerly titled Security Through Regularized Immigration and a Vibrant Economy Act of 2007, is considered the House version of the Ted Kennedy amnesty bill in the Senate. Its amnesty provision is being euphemistically labeled a pathway to citizenship, quote-unquote, for most of the 12 million illegal immigrants in the United States. Royce called attention to Section 113 of the bill, which is entitled Reports on Improving the Exchange of Information on North American Security, which also says the three countries should develop common biometric identification and security documents. Again, Howard Phillips passes this along to me today. Howard is the chairman of the Conservative Caucus in Washington, D.C. He is the founder of the Constitution Party. This comes to us not only from Howard's Issues and Strategy Bulletin, which he sends to me free of charge because of our longstanding friendship, but Howard in turn is quoting Cliff Kincaid as his source on this report, which is in Accuracy in Media, April the 23rd. Phyllis Schlafly, of course, is effectively mobilizing state legislatures against the NAU. Howard goes on to cite Tom DeWeese as his source for the report on Mrs. Schlafly's activities. That comes to us from Mr. DeWeese's American Policy Center's APC Newswire of May 9th. There is a discussion in that last piece about the specific things that you can do to oppose what is going on with this North American Union. I may read that at a later juncture on the show. People who are interested in that information who haven't already seen it can certainly contact me through my website at Mark Dankoff's America, and I'll make sure that you see the information in written form if you need it. You know, this is, I think, folks, absolutely interesting, isn't it, that the Security for Strategic and International Studies, which again is doing the work of the Israeli lobby and the oil conglomerates in regard to trying to carve up Iran piecemeal to destroy the territorial integrity of that country, to destroy its political unity, to pit one faction against another to the extent that they're able to do it in that country. That's their game plan. My friend Dr. Kaveh Farouk knows it. Certainly Philip Giraldi knows it at the American Conservative. Much of the rest of the world knows it. You know, if you get into the international media, a lot of these folks in far-off places like Malaysia are reporting about this. They know what's going on at the same time that the average American does not. When you look at the Center for Strategic and International Studies on K Street and you analyze the motives of Mr. Kissinger and Mr. Schlesinger, Mr. Cohen, Sam Nunn, Felix Roatan, ExxonMobil, the Time Magazine crowd, High Finance, which that means central banking, folks, High Finance, Defense, that means defense contractors and arms dealers, and Energy. Those are the oil conglomerates. These, once again, are the key constituencies in moving us toward a new world order, moving us toward world government, destroying nation states, whether they have to do it through internal subversion and infiltration or by overt acts of war that pit one country against another. We'll be back. This is Mark Danhaus, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father John Martinez will be with us at 8 o'clock. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press will join us at 9. Stay tuned.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Joined by Father John Martinez between 8 and 9 o'clock this morning Central, and then Mark Glenn of the American Free Press will join me from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time. I'm going to have them on individually this morning, and then a week from today, try to combine them. I have some reasons for this as I'm working on my show logistics and planning for the days ahead. But that's the way we're going to play it today, and then next week I'm going to try and have them on together in the same time segment. But today it'll be Father Martinez between 8 and 9, and it'll be Mark Glenn on today from 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning. I was having a conversation with John Stattmiller last night, the owner of the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we were chatting about all kinds of things. And one of the things that we were speaking about in our phone conversation was this idea of the remnant. You know, in my past conversations with John, I don't recall that he's ever used that theological term before, the remnant, but he did last night. He was speaking about it in relationship to the people that he met at this recent rally in Austin for Ron Paul. He was speaking about it in regard to the Republic Broadcasting Network and the folks at the American Free Press and all of the various people that John interfaces with from day to day who are a remnant of people out there that are true Americans, people who believe in the Constitution and in freedom, people who are genuine populists, people who oppose globalism and world government, people who have had their lives progressively changed and in some cases progressively ruined by what is going on at the hands of organizations like the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Folks, there's a remnant out there. We need to network together like we've never networked before. And the only way that the remnant can be effective in providing a collective witness to the truth is by helping one another. And we need your help at the Republic Broadcasting Network like we've never needed it before. I'm sure Ron Paul's people would say the same thing because he's putting his life literally on the line in regard to what he's doing. That's about all I'll say on that subject at this point. The fine folks at the American Free Press, headed up by Christopher Petherick and Willis Carto, are doing the same thing there. Support us, all of us, to the extent that you can. In terms of the Republic Broadcasting Network, you can help us in one of three ways. One is to contact us via the Internet at www.republicbroadcasting.org with your gifts. If you do that, you can donate via PayPal. That's, again, at www.republicbroadcasting.org. In regard to the telephone, you can give us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. The third way is by contacting us via regular U.S. mail. You can send a gift to the Republic Broadcasting Network office at 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I'd ask you to do something else for us as well. We need those of you out there who listen to these shows to do some networking for us. Tell your family members. Tell your friends. Ask them to tell their friends in turn to listen to the good shows of the Republic Broadcasting Network and to support this network financially. Folks, we can't do it alone. We can't do it unless you help us. I know the people at the American Free Press can't do it either. Christopher Petherick is up against a whole new set of priorities there because of this collusion between the U.S. Post Office and Time Warner to raise the mailing rates for independent publications. This is a means of putting AFP out of business, and by God's grace, they won't go out of business. But they're not going to go out of business only because of the help that they get from you. Same thing's true of RBN. We need you now. Back, Mark Hancock's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father John Martinez will be with us when we return. Stay tuned.